സരസ്വതിദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പിതാനി നിർവിശേഷം I am very happy to meet you all, especially Sri Sat Bhaktichari Swami. He unnecessarily glorified me, but I actually don't possess such qualities. I am a very, very insignificant low personality, the lowest of the low. And I am very much happy and grateful to my god brother, Sri Bhaktichari Swami, who is always very much sympathetic and merciful to me. I always receive it from him. So I always also want that he should come here and help us and inspire us. That is the most essential thing. Anyhow, Srila Prabhupada came here, Maharaj said, Srila Prabhupada established a society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, throughout the world. Such a great Mahabhagavata, great Vaishnava can do it. Only one such personality, such Vaishnava, can deliver the whole world. That Prabhupada was tremendous. Practically. While I was wandering throughout India, I met, as Maharaj says, I was in search of a bona fide guru, genuine guru, to whom I was surrendered, take shelter. I traveled throughout India, as you say, from Himalaya to Kanyakumari and met many sadhus, especially many Mayavadis. Of course I met some Vaishnavas also. There are also many Vaishnavas in Orissa. You'll find Orissa is such a place, a dear place, favorite place of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Vaishnavas are also here, I know them. Still some of the god brothers, though there are few now surviving, are also here in Odisha. I know them. But I was not so much attracted towards them as I was attracted to Srila Prabhupada. I traveled all the places. Then I thought I have to go to Vrindavan at last. And I had that conviction, firm conviction, that Krishna must shower his mercy in his dear abode, Vrindavan, where I was able to meet my spiritual master. And actually that took place. When I was traveling and moving in Vrindavan, one night I was spending one ashram or more, thus to see what was going on there. So while traveling, while moving, I saw one plaque there, stone marble plaque, written, International Society for Krishna Consciousness in Ramana Devi. And Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Krishnadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj. So I developed a curiosity to enter into it and see what is this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I entered into it and thought of to remain that day there and see what activities were going on and what is the mission. And fortunately, one Western devotee, I saw many Western devotees there, received it, chanting Hare Krishna. And one of the Western devotees gave me that magazine back to Godhead. So I just turned over some pages and looked at it. I found really, I could find what here, what I was searching. From very beginning, I was very fond of this Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And I was fond of this Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I find that this is a place and Krishna really showered his mercy on me that I could find so. That was what I was searching for. So then I inquired further, this founder Acharya, this divine grace, this Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj was there or not. Because he was a pariparadaka, he was traveling. But fortunately he was there. Fortunately he was there. So I wanted to meet him. So one of the devotees said, you may please meet his secretary, ask him, we'll make some arrangement. You cannot meet him directly. So I met the secretary at that time, Brahmananda Swami was the secretary. Brahmananda Swami. Secretary. Then I'm Brahmananda Das. So I met him and requested him, please Maharaj, make an arrangement that I could meet Sri Prabhupada. What do you want? I have just meet him, and a few words to speak. You boys, make some arrangement. I was at that time, at left home, at that time wandering south, like wandering south. I put on saffron clothes also, but I was not real saffron. I was posing, having a dress. This dress has its some respect. If you put on saffron dress, you can treat it as a saffron. Anyhow, so the man on the Maharaj took some pity on me. At that time there was a noon time, Srila Prabhupada had already taken his prasad and just sitting on his, in his room, in his chair, alone, no matter what. He went in to and asked Srila Prabhupada, one sadhu had come and he wants to meet him. Srila Prabhupada said, yes, bring him. Immediately Srila Prabhupada said. So I went inside, got my obeisances. So at the first sight, he asked me, have you taken sannyas? I said, no, I'll give you sannyas. Asked me. That is the same time how a pure devotee is the real bona fide representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Mahaprabhu says, with the Chaitya Guru, is in his heart, knows the fact. He could speak, he said what I was really hankering at. So immediately, instantly, I was attracted to him and accepted him as my Guru. So I said, I want to take shelter at your lotus feet, will you please accept me? He said, yes, you are allowed. At that time I was, I had spent a good deal of time in Himalayan area speaking Hindi. So Srila Prabhupada said, you are speaking Hindi. I said, can you translate my book in Hindi? I said, yes, I can do it. as best as I can, because but my other tongue is not Hindi, I am from Odisha. But you speak nice Hindi, I'll do it, no fight, I'll do it. So he gave me here, Brahmananda Swami gave me a book, and he can translate it. So he gave me a British one, showed me one of the articles of Srila Prabhupada, and gave me a piece of paper and pen. So I immediately translated some portion within half an hour. Then I wanted to show it to Srila Prabhupada. So I went in groups and Prabhupada said, you read it. So I read it. Prabhupada was very much pleased. Yes, you can translate it. So he gave me a room there. He said, give him a room, give him all what he needed, and he will translate. That was arranged. The one thing I was thinking of, this is an international society for Christian counseling, but how is it that there is no branch in Orisha and nobody hears this name? I am not half. First time I heard it here, so 2-3 times I had asked Prabhupada, how is it, Sri Prabhupada, that there is no branch or center in Orisha, such a dear land, favorite land of Srimad Mahaprabhu, especially Purushottam Dham. What is this? Prabhupada didn't answer me question. He didn't send anything. He kept mum. And it developed my curiosity. What is the mystery behind it? Prabhupada is not answering. So anyhow, so I stayed there in Vrindavan and Prabhupada left Vrindavan, then went to Delhi. From Delhi came to Calcutta, then he went to Mayapur. So then Mayapur, he wrote me a letter that a piece of land is available here in Odisha, Bhubaneswar. I want to develop a nice center there under your leadership. If you are willing, please come here to Mayapur. So I got that letter and was very happy. I immediately started from Mayapur and reached there. This land was donated by Mrs. Chavi Kanungo, the daughter-in-law of Nityananda Kanungo, who was a minister, union minister, as well as governor of Bihar, very famous person. His daughter-in-law, Chavi Kanungo, donated. So by the time they were there, Chavi Kanungo and her husband, Vijayananda Kanungo, were there. So at Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada initiated me. And then after initiation, he called me to his room, I went there. There he said, you take me to Orisha. That's it. I was astonished, what is this? I will take him to Orisha. How is it and what is that, that he is not going to Orisha and I will take him? What is behind it? So when I talk to Vijayananda Kanungo, then mystery is revealed. Vijayananda Kanungo is life member, he lives in Calcutta. He is life member there. Vijayananda Kanungo told Srila Prabhupada, you are opening centers and building temples of dhams, Vrindavan dham, Mayapur dham, like this. And Purushottam Kshetra, Puri dham is there, is also a very favorite place of Srila Prabhupada. Why don't you open a center there? But Prabhupada said, no, I won't go to Orisha. I won't go to Orisha, especially I won't go to Orisha. Because Prabhupada had accepted many Western disciples, so from Prabhupada they knew the glory of Purushottam Dham, Jagannath Dham, and that place of pastime of Srimad Mahaprabhu there. So they all came there, but they were forbidden to enter into the Jagannath Temple. They were badly treated. Up till now, they are not allowed to enter into the Jagannath Temple. So when they reported this thing to Srimad Prabhupada, Prabhupada was very sorry. Now it was preaching the message of Lord Jagannath throughout the world and message of Srimad Mahaprabhu throughout the world, and the people of Puri are not allowing these Vaishnavas, these disciples, to enter into Jagannath temple. This gave Prabhupada a very great shock, and he was very much sorry for it. So he developed a sense of sulkiness, I think. You understand? Abhiman. I want to go. I want to go to Orissa, especially Jagannath Puri. But this is a place, this Utkala Bhumi, and especially Purushottam Dham, very, very favorite place of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srimad Prabhupada is such a great dear devotee of Mahaprabhu, who was completely in 100%, we say, has got the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, how could he spread Mahaprabhu's message throughout the world and could fulfill the prophecy that Mahaprabhu given Prithivitasvat Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prasad Deva Muranam Krishna Sakti Vine Nihita Prabhupada. So it's full empowered by Krishna or Srimad Mahaprabhu. But how could he not come to this favorite place, dear Dham, dear place of Srimad Mahaprabhu? He was thinking of coming. But anyhow, this incident gave him a shock. So he had developed some sense of sulkiness. So he was in search of such a person to bring him to Orissa. And he placed that responsibility on my head. So I thought of, I could understand, oh, this is the fact. Yes, now Prabhupada is thinking to go to Orissa, that is his mercy. I will just be an instrument. I have I am not such a qualified person, I am not such a capable person also to bring him to Orissa. I'll just have. Anyhow, he was so kind. He came here in 1977. And before sending me here, two times in 1975 I came here. So prior to that, two times I had come here. Once I came from that place, Mayapur, with Bhagavad first time. At that time it was jungle. This was an out of way place. And when myself and that Bhagavat came here, Bhagavat didn't want to stay here. There was this jungle, out of the way place. And the broad daylight, people will kill us here. I won't stay here. You go back. I said, how is it? So Prabhupada said we have to stay here and develop the center. And you say, go back. No, I can't stay. Yes, you may go. I said, I will stay here. At that time, of course, I was brahmachari. Prabhupada, no, brahmachari is not allowed to stay alone. I won't allow you. Push me to go. So I thought of what is this, Bhagavad is threatening me. Prabhupada was telling me to give me sannyas. If I would have been sannyasi, so that would have been much of a threat. All right. So we went to Hyderabad. At that time one festival was going on in Hyderabad. We went there, I told everything to Srila Prabhupada. that Bhagavat forced me to come here, but I didn't want. Anyhow, when will you give me sannyas? Then Srila Prabhupada said, all right, I'll give you sannyas in Vrindavan. I met Prabhupada in Vrindavan. I'll give you sannyas in Vrindavan. And Nam Navami day we are going to open this Vrindavan temple. Will you go to Vrindavan? Yes, I'll go. So, on that occasion he gave me sannyas. Then I felt myself very secure and fixed that I can now move alone. Sannyasina. So, then second time also I came here from Hyderabad with a group of devotees during Ratha Yatra time. I visited this place and that Mahansa Swami was there at that time. He sent telegram to come back, go back. He didn't allow me to stay here. So I went there. Then third time I came here. So before came, I again met Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan and said that I will go now. Then Prabhupada sent me along. He gave me some instructions. You go there. Well, then, very simple heart. Stay there. Cook your food in your hand. And grow some vegetables there. Be self-supported. And then translate my book in Oriya. Speak in Toichi in Oriya. Speak in Oriya. Do Sankirtan. Like that. Go and develop. He gave me this. Some instructions. And he also cited his own example. When I asked Prabhupada, will you give me some devotee with me, at least some books? Why do you need such thing? My Guru Maharaj ordered me to go to Eastern world. I went there alone. There was nobody, no friend, nothing. But Krishna is always there. Vaishnava is never alone. Krishna is always there. He told me that. I was thinking about that time. Oh, my Guru Maharaj. Prabhupada is a Vaishnava, but I am not a Vaishnava. I am not such a qualified person to become Vaishnava. I have taken shelter of a Vaishnava, at lotus feet of Vaishnava, to become Vaishnava. Not yet become. How is it? So, one verse just came up in my mind. Dinamanghuriti namite tatitam aham utsaye. Bhaktamasthalatya iti sutta hudaya asukampate. This famous verse just came to my mind. I am a dina, a patita, a very, very fallen soul. I am not at a voice, no? I am not pati. And I don't possess any qualities of Vaishnava. I am dhino, I am patit, very, very low. Phala. I have heard, oh Lord, your name is Dhino Bandhu, friend the distressed. So, I am very much encouraged to come to you and approach you because you are the friend of the distressed. But here, I hear that you are bhaktavaschara. You are very dear to the devotees. But I am not a devotee at all. How can I approach you? So my heart now thumps. Thumps. Means that how can I approach? I am not a bhakta. I am not a devotee. I am a jina. This thing comes. Anyhow, I thought of that time also. The instruction of or what Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami made Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Vada Dayamor. Is that I couldn't remember that very words. The Krishna Vada Dayamor. Krishna is very merciful that he took out from the mire of this world existence, blind well of Anghapu Vaitenka. But Sanatana Goswami says, Krishna ami nahi jani, tomar kripa mani. I don't know Krishna. It is your mercy that took me out of this blind well of mental existence, like that. So I thought of it, it's your mercy, Srila Prabhupada. I don't know, I am not a Vaishnava. So Prabhupada's mercy is there. And that the fact, definitely, Vaishnavara Krupa Tahe Sarva Siddhi. Vaishnavara Krupa Tahe Sarva Siddhi. If someone can get the mercy of a pure Vaishnava, then he can achieve all perfection, definitely. And that's in Prabhupada's mercy. Kakere Gorudo Kare. Kakere Gorudo Kare. That mercy can make a crow Garud. Kakere Gorudo Kare. Similarly, I am just like a crow or lord on that. But this mercy of Srila Prabhupada is doing everything. And what Maharaj says, I never feel any separation from my mind. I always feel his presence. I always, every moment feel his presence. I never feel. So anybody says of separation, I am, but I got angry with him. No, don't tell this thing. I'm always, my Guru is always there. I'm always with him. He's always sorry, mercy, always helping me. I am the disciple. Sada Sishya Thaki. As Maharaj says, don't think that a Guru is independent of anything. No, that's because of Allah. Sada Sishya Thaki. Only the disciple under discipline. That's the fact. And eternally, disciple is eternally my Guru. Eternal, always under his discipline. Unless in Krishna's discipline on us, we'll be nowhere. We cannot do anything. Need discipline, should be discipline. That's the real thing. And I want that thing. And I also feel that thing. That I am under strict discipline and he is catching hold of my ear and slapping me. Guru karna dharam. That's Guru's business. Guru will catch hold of your ear and slap every rascal. And this favorite word of Srila Prabhupada, every rascal, you fear some rascal. I need slapping. My Guru is always inflicting this discipline on me. I am such a murkha. And Mahaprabhu says, Guru, I am a murkha gani. Nahi kumar dudan kura dhikar. And Mahaprabhu was telling me, Prabhupada Saraswati Vikasji. That's the real murkha. One's real and murkha, ignorant, fool, before his Guru. And should be disciplined. The next loving from Guru. That's mercy of Guru. Otherwise one cannot make any advancement and cannot get any mercy from Guru. That which he needs. And I aspire for it. Every moment to get it from Srila Prabhupada. So I always beg the mercy of the Vaishnavas because their mercy is required. Let me have it always. Thank you.
Jai Shri Gurudev ki jai.